This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 30th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Word of God tells us to rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. Hundreds of thousands of Christian pro-lifers attended the 44th annual March for Life on Friday, holding out hope for an overturn of the 1973 Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision. The infamous judicial action has given way to the slaughter of nearly 60 million unborn babies. Vice President Mike Pence became the first vice president to ever address the March for Life at the request of the president.
President Trump actually asked me to be here with you today. He asked me to thank you for your support, for your stand for life, and for your compassion for the women and children of America. I like to say over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we're in the promise-keeping business. That's why on Monday, President Trump reinstated the Mexico City policy to prevent foreign aid from funding organizations that promote or perform abortions worldwide. That's why this administration will work with the Congress to end taxpayer funding of abortion and abortion providers. And we will devote those resources to health care services for women across America. And that's why next week, President Donald Trump will announce a Supreme Court nominee who will uphold the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution in the tradition of the late and great Justice Antonin Scalia.
In addition to Vice President Pence, Kellyanne Conway, Trump's senior advisor, attended and spoke at the March for Life.
I am Kellyanne Conway. I am a wife, a mother, a Catholic, counselor to the President of the United States of America. And yes, I am pro-life. This is a new day, a new dawn for life. To the March for Life 2017, allow me to make it very clear. We hear you. We see you. We respect you. And we look forward to working with you.
And Christian author and radio talk show host Eric Metaxas also spoke at the event.
I think we've all heard of fake news, right? Well, here's an announcement. You can tweet this out. Roe v. Wade is fake law. And in the words of Reagan, to paraphrase the great pro-life president, let me say to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts, tear down this law. If the DNA of the baby in the womb is different than the DNA of the mother, how can it be the mother's body we're talking about? ABC News, are you covering this?
Psalm 139 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Of the three Supreme Court justice finalists whom Trump revealed, including William Pryor, Neil Gorsuch, and Tom Hardiman, conservative Christian leaders are most pleased with Hardiman. Focus on the family founder James Dobson and Family Research Council President Tony Perkins continue to register their concern about Pryor, who sided with the homosexual agenda in two cases. And concerning Gorsuch, the organization Faith to Action asked, would a Scalia-like judge attend an ultra-liberal, pro-abortion, pro-LGBT church? Would you bet millions of unborn lives on it? Also, pro-lifers are pointing out that Judge Neil Gorsuch refused to protect a 20-week-old unborn baby in a wrongful death case. He called the baby, quote, pre-viable, unquote. And finally, President Trump kept his campaign promise and issued an executive order mandating, quote, extreme vetting, unquote, of refugees from countries which are breeding grounds for radical Islamic terrorism. The order does two things primarily, reports National Review. First, it temporarily halts refugee admissions for 120 days to improve the vetting process, then caps refugee admissions at 50,000 per year. Before 2016, when Obama dramatically ramped up refugee admissions, the 50,000 cap exceeds a typical year of refugee admissions under George W. Bush's administration and lower than a typical year for the Obama administration. Second, the order imposes a temporary 90-day ban on people entering the U.S. from Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, countries controlled by radical Muslim government and violence. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, January 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.